To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 18th of January, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. All right, now you might remember last month we were talking about Amazon and Visa, and you can't shop there anymore with your Visa card. Apparently a lot of people use Visa in the UK, because Amazon's decided, let's go ahead and row that boat a little bit back now. All of this was supposed to go down on January 19th. That's when Visa credit cards in the UK for Amazon there would no longer be accepted. They were blaming the high fees that Visa charges for credit card transactions. Well, I guess it's no longer going to take place on January 19th, at least according to an Amazon spokesperson. They said they're currently working closely with Visa on a potential solution that would enable customers to continue using their Visa credit cards on amazon.co.uk. So yeah, it kind of sounds like the two companies came together and thought, hey, new year, new possibilities. It's called money. We both need it. Now, other than that official statement from Amazon, they did not elaborate any further, not even hinting of another deadline whatsoever. So for now, at least it looks like it's water under the bridge. iPhone SE users out there, do you want a bigger screen? Now, some are on the fence saying, well, yeah, I'd love one. And the other one said, don't touch my screen size. Well, come 2023, yeah, you may not have a choice. Actually, we're referring to more of the fourth generation iPhone SE, which was first rumored to come out in 2024. And along with pushing it back to 2023, they're pushing the screen size up to 5.7 inches. At least that's the rumor right now. Now, those of you wondering about the third generation, it looks to be pretty much the same, except maybe a 5G connectivity. But apparently we'll have the same current design as the iPhone SE, including that 4.7 inch screen. Now that phone, the third generation, supposedly launching later this year. Which is why this rumor is a bit of a surprise to be hearing about a phone coming out in 2023. Now take these rumors with a pinch of salt. You know, it is the first of the year anyways, and usually this is the time when most do come out. But it is a rumor I'm sure we're going to be following throughout the year. All right, Linux users out there, your 20.3 Cinnamon Edge Edition from the folks over at Linux Mint is now available. And those of you thinking, wait a minute, Linux Mint Edge? No, not Microsoft. No, it doesn't include the Edge browser. The Edge actually just means it comes with a more modern kernel, particularly with those out there with very new hardware. That newer kernel being 5.13. However, though, be forewarned if you're thinking, well, I want to try this out on older hardware. It may not work. Instead, you actually should try out if the regular version of Linux Mint 20.3. If you're having issues there, yeah, 20.3 Cinnamon Edge, it ain't gonna work for you for sure. Now, developers are warning of the Edge version ISO image. It's not yet stable as the other ISOs out there, and a lot of proprietary drivers, yeah, may not be supported. Basically, they're saying install at your own risk. But if your system's up to it and you got the newest cutting-edge hardware, it might be worth a spin. I just wouldn't do it on your main machine. And finally, some of us rely on that little white noise, maybe rainfall, you know, to relax us, gets us to fall asleep a little easier. Something that Google Assistant's pretty much had built in from the beginning, those ambient sounds. Now, would you like to be asking for a certain white noise sound in the background, and all of a sudden it ain't the same white noise that you're used to? Yeah, that might disrupt your sleep a little bit. According to the folks over at 9to5 Google, apparently Google decided to change entirely its white noise sound last week. And as you can probably guess, a lot of people, none too happy. In fact, if you look over at the Google Nest community thread, there's more than 150 replies saying, basically, I hate this new sound. In fact, some parents actually use it for their kids to sleep better at night. And you know, if your kids are up in the middle of the night, you ain't sleeping either. Now, currently, right now, with all these complaints, Google, they haven't said anything. There is somewhat of a solution for you, though. Thanks to a user over at Reddit, they've actually uploaded a one-hour track of the original white noise. And of course, there's always other ambient noises that you can choose from as well, such as river sounds, forest sounds, fireplace sounds, rainfall, and among many others. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the new show now over at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, because without you and your support, we can't simply do this show. Yes, this show completely relies on you and your generosity, so if you love what we do, please head over there right now and support us today. Find us also on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter at British Tech, and don't forget our Slack room with our BTN community we'd love for you to be a part of right now. So head on over there right now. now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way for your Thursday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.